Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life.
Hello. So yesterday was our first sort of really frosty, beautiful, clear winter's day. And so far, autumn over here in England has been particularly wet and grim. Not cold, but just wet and soggy and lots of mud. So I haven't really sort of been out and about outside for quite a while. And yesterday, with the ground wall being sort of hard and frosty and sort of beautiful, clear blue sky, I couldn't resist it. And the reason I'm sharing all this is because it made me realise how important it is to unplug. Unplug from the noise of life, the interaction with other people, all the technology we're always surrounded by, books and things to do, and even things like sort of cleaning the house or making food or planning for next week or all of these things that consume our life. And I think I've often sort of pondered why I find it so energizing being out in nature. And I think that's one of the reasons, because when you're out in nature, there's nothing else to do except for just being out in nature. And I went on my own, so I didn't go with a group of people. And I kind of wonder how many people often do that, is take time on their own just to go out and be. And I'm incredibly blessed because I live right on sort of I can open my door and just walk out onto the sort of the fields and the hills and go for wonderful long walks for as long as I want. But I don't think you need that to get the benefits that I kind of got yesterday. I think if you live near a park or somewhere like that, even if you're in a busy city, you can find a quiet space just to go and sit under a tree or sit in the sunshine or sit on a bench and just be in that space. Because I think this is what I realised, and I lived in Africa for quite a long time, and one of the things that I loved the most was going out into the bush. And I remember my family had a farm up in the north of Botswana, and on the drive up there, it was like a long drive, it was like a 7-hour drive, I used to feel like all the worries of the world, all my sort of things that I was consumed with normally on a day-to-day sort of basis, all just sort of fell away as I drove up there. And I always thought it was the distance and sort of getting away, but actually now, thinking about it, I think it's actually just being out in nature. Because when I used to go driving in the bush, it wasn't so that I could see whatever animal or whatever. It was just the experience of being out in nature and being in the bush. And the same here in the UK, you know, walking out in the fields and walking in the countryside here, there's no purpose other than unplugging. And that, I think, is what I want to get across, is how important it is just to switch off like that. Not deaden yourself, like watching TV or reading a book or drinking alcohol or doing any of those things that numb us, but unplugging and getting out into the world, where the only thing that you're surrounded by is sort of trees and plants and animals and things like that. For me, and I might be a little odd, I will give you that, for me, just standing there and thinking about nature around me and how it's been there before me, it'll be there after me. And some of the trees around are older than me and will be older than sort of, you know, generations of people. And what they've seen and what they've experienced and what they've seen pass by, it suddenly makes all the little sort of niggles and worries in life seem so small and minuscule and, I don't know, transient. So today, or this week, I suppose I just encourage you to go and unplug. Wherever you are, whatever that means for you, whether that's going and finding a little spot of green and a park bench somewhere, a seaside, a countryside walk, a drive in the bush, whatever it happens to be, but do it on your own and do it just to go out there and just enjoy the space. Listen to the birds and the noises around you, sort of nature. And if you're in a park or somewhere like that and you're in a busy city, just listen to the noises about you, even if it's the cars or the sort of the people talking or whatever it is, but just allow them to wash over you. So don't be attached to it, don't be plugged into it, be separate from it, but be there in it and allow yourself just to be. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my website, to my online courses, some of them are free, to my social media if you want to send me a message or ask me a question or just connect. Always enjoy connecting with people, especially ones that have similar interests. And have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.